So what do you think? Shanghai is more organized. Be careful, diplomatic. And
yeah, okay. For sure. Yeah. I mean, you know, I think a little bit more organized is just because, you know, it have like a new district. Right. So it was open as like a what is called like free trade zone.
Mm-hmm,
so
yeah,
it was like
that.
Very heavily planned by the top architects and like, you know, the city planners.
Mm-hmm.
So they really have organized everything, like the streets, the mm-hmm. buildings, the signboards and everything. And Shanghai was really open to foreigners from a long time. So I think it really got inspired by foreign architects. So I think in that case, and mm-hmm. I think it's not as old as Beijing. So, I mean, see, even Beijing is more organized, but the thing is, like, you know, it's old. So you can't really change. And of course, the people are trying to preserve the history too.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like the hutongs. Of course, you don't want to get rid of hutongs. You know, you can't really. Yeah, yeah, of course. I mean, because I love it. Trust me.
Yeah.
I really, really love it. I want to go.
And
they're awesome. Yeah, there are awesome places to visit.
Okay, so you mentioned free trade zone. 刚才瑞说到这个 free trade zone 就是上海的这个世贸区对吧？不是自由贸易区对吧？
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what is what does the next word mean? Signboards, signboards.
Yeah, the signboards where you can just know where to go exactly. S-I-G-N,
okay.
Signboard.
Okay.
Right?So it's like very clear. Like in Beijing, mm-hmm. some of the places might be a little bit tricky if you are not living in Beijing long enough. For a visitor, I think it's going to be a little bit complicated and there are not enough English signs. But mm-hmm. I think in Shanghai, you can find the English signs as well as the Chinese signs, and it's very clearly written.
Like north, east, west.Something like that?
Northeast, and also, like, for example, like, I would say, like, if I want to go to Jianmen Street, so mm-hmm. it's written, like, Jianmen Street, rather than it's written Jianmen Lu, you know? So,
a
visitor who is coming, mm-hmm. he won't know what a Lu means, like, you know?
Yeah.
So he will get confused, what does that mean?
Mm. 所以刚才瑞说到这个 signboard, 其实是很简单一个日常词汇啊。但是就是在我们的教学体制当中不会有人教你的那种啊，他说的是指路牌啊，就是比如说叫建安路的话，那么在上海的话呢，它是 more English user friendly signboards could be found, 所以他会看到一些更对于英语使用者更友好的那些指路牌，就是他会说建安路，他会说是建安 street rather than 建安路，所以 signboards 是这种指路牌哈。Okay, so we've been talking about Shanghai and Beijing and the comparison between these two cities. So where is your private life? You successfully avoided. It's pretty much a time for us to do the recap. Okay, so let's review all the things that we have just talked about. It's my turn first for me to ask you a question. This is our quiz session. The first question, what is a roller coaster? Chinese.
A roller coaster?
Uh-huh. Do you know the Chinese version of roller coaster?
No, I don't know the Chinese word.
So I'll answer the question for you. 刚才问到其实是一个比较、怎么说比较难为他的问题啊。Roller coaster 是过山车。Okay, it's your turn. Ask me.
Yeah, I would have just said like 车 like that's it.
Okay. Yeah, not enough. 过山车。
Yeah, of course.All right, so I mean, the roller coaster is like, you know, I mean, when I mention the word roller coaster here, mm-hmm. I mean, up and down, how the roller coasters will go up and it will go a sudden drop and up. So that was my life, in China. So I will just mention it, like, you know, my life is like a roller coaster.
Figure of speech, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
所以刚才 Ray 用到这个又给大家解释一下是一种比喻啊，就是说人的这个生活起起落落也是像过山车一样，他是想强调这个含义。如果你想讲你的生活遇到了很多的起起伏伏，你也可以说 My life in the past blah blah years is like a roller coaster, right?
Yes.
So,
the other word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please.
Yeah, the cosmopolitan, right?
Okay, cosmopolitan, I know. How can I say that? It means the city is of really big size. And the city is like Beijing, Shanghai, tier one cities like China. Also like New York and Tokyo. Yeah, very international and big. And maybe vital, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, my turn. What does it mean, vitality? I want to ask you the Chinese version. 这个词是什么意思呢? Vitality?
Of course, you can say like full of energy. The city have full of energy.
Okay, yeah. 这个好像更好解释一下。就我们说一个城市充满了生机和活力，我们可以用说这个城市 the city has good vitality, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay, your turn. Can you think of another word to ask me?
The other one was, you remember we mentioned about signboards?
Oh, yes, signboards. 我知道是指路牌的意思，就是刚才你说到建安路，然后会写着这个建安路这样字样的指路牌。建安 Road, yes. Or 建安 Street, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
And also, I want to add one more example to that.
Sure.
You know, sometimes like, you know, when you are driving in Beijing,you know, like some of the places you can see that, you know, you of course, you will not know where is north, south, east, and west when you are going to a new place. And it will be like, you know, Bei, Nan, Dong, Xi.
Yes.
So, of course, like, you know, a person who is coming, he cannot understand the character of Bei, you know. So that's also like a big issue because, you know, sometimes you just wanted to go in the direction like, okay, I have to head north to the Olympic Stadium, you know that the Olympic Stadium is in north, so you can head directly there even if you don't know. So that's also like a big issue.
Yeah, so how can we solve that? Do you have any suggestions?
I think there will be like N for Bay if it's like N, or for South, Nan, it could be like S.Or, you know, N-S-W-E. So, of course, I think everybody will know, okay, N means north, so they can head north, and it's going to be very easy.
Okay. 我觉得 Ray 的这个建议很好，大家没有听懂了，刚才说的就是我们的指路牌呢，如果只写中文的东西南北，对于老外来说其实是有的时候如果中文不是那么，他不知道北这个词的话，那可能对他来说就这一个小的词，其实对他找到方向是会有很大影响的，所以还不如写上 N 和 S 这样表示 North 或者是 South 这样好一些哈。Okay, that's a very good piece of advice, I think. We should write a letter to the municipal government. Okay.
Sure.
今天呢我们也学了不少的表达了，那么想问大家一个问题啊，让大家来去应用一下，还是要去应用一下今天 Ray 给我们讲到的这些表达。 What is a city in your life that has made a great impression on you? Talk about that. OK, 所以呢大家来讲一下，就是你的生活当中啊，你有没有遇到一个城市给你留下很深刻的这样的印象，用一下我们今天的这些表达，比如 signboards 这些表达， cosmopolitan city 等等等等啊。
Yeah, of course, right. Answer those questions and, you know, leave us a text or audio message because this is definitely going to help you to improve your level. Good luck, guys.
Okay, so see you guys. Bye.
Right, see you guys next time. Bye-bye.